The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia made a huge announcement at the start of January about that kingdom's energy company, Saudi Aramco. Mohammed bin Salman told The Economist magazine that he supported floating shares of the company, essentially opening it up for the first time to outside investment. Now, this is a step towards partially privatizing Saudi Aramco, which is easily the biggest energy company in the world based on its oil reserves. But it's also, of course, the kingdom's main source of revenue. With oil prices way, way down, the deputy crown prince is touching on the lifeblood of Saudi Arabia's economy and its worldwide political power. And this is all happening at a time of major change in leadership from the older generation of Saudi kings to the next, younger generation. Jean-Francois Sesnec is senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and managing partner of the Lafayette Group. And he says the idea here is to keep the country's oil reserves in Saudi hands, but privatize the company that takes them out of the ground.
Well, I think it's coming at a time when the price of oil is really very low, and they've been asking the population to make a lot of sacrifices. So they want to really show that the economy is being modernized and that the information about oil will be known to all. So there's a whole issue of transparency, which I think will help a great deal.
And I want to talk about transparency in just one second, but you seem to be suggesting that this is primarily a move for domestic political consumption.
Yes, absolutely. I think the royal family knows that the population is very young and wants to know more about what's happening. But mostly, the privatization means one thing. It means that the company will have to issue audited statements. And therefore, everybody will know what the income is and what the expenses are and how much of money can be transferred to the state. That will go a long way towards making the company more modern in its approach.
This business, the oil business, at least the state-owned aspects of it, are notoriously opaque. Can a company like this meet the standards for global publicly held corporations? How much of your shareholder dollar here, if I'm going to invest in Saudi Aramco, do I have to write off to opacity and even corruption?
Well, the company itself, Saudi Aramco, as an operator of oil fields, is one of the very best in the world. Its technology is really top-notch, and the management is really top-notch. The problem is at the level of ownership. We don't really know who owns the company today, and indeed, you use the word corruption. There could be, at the top, some corruption in the sense that some of the money earned from oil ends up in the hands of the royal family one way or the other. So I think they're trying to modernize this, so this is not going to happen, at least not in the same way.
And there's another issue, it seems to me, besides just corruption. You know, the problem with selling to shareholders is that you're supposed to act in the shareholder interest. Saudi Aramco is a major tool of Saudi foreign policy and geopolitical strategy. So is it a shareholder interest or a Saudi political hammer?
Yes, I'm not sure I would actually agree with your characterization here that it is a tool of Saudi policy. I think Saudi Aramco has been trying to convey the image that they are really a very reliable supplier of oil. Ever since the big problems of the late 70s when Saudi Arabia tried to use oil as a tool of policy and it failed miserably, they really decided to try to show that they would not use oil as a mean of diplomacy or as a mean of pressure on other countries. Needless to say that at this point, the fact that they're pushing the price of oil down in Saudi Arabia is viewed by many as, you know, a way to try to pressurize the Russians and the Iranians and whatnot into cutting production. And there may be some truth to that, but I think the primary concern of Saudi Aramco and of the leadership is to make sure that Saudi Aramco is seen as a professional entity.
Saudi Arabia is making moves to bring its oil business onto the world market, but does selling to shareholders mean giving up control? Jean-Francois Sesnec is at the Atlantic Council and managing partner for the Lafayette Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.